Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda Maxshan. It is Mindful Monday, and I hope that everybody out there had a great day, a different day, an informative day. You know, we're here to navigate you. We help navigate you, we inspire, inform, and educate you, so that we can all stand strong, stand up, and stand together. We have a lot of things that we have to do out here. So before we get going, you know, I'd like to give you your word of encouragement. And today, it is people shouldn't hesitate to exert their all in a way true to themselves. How can you possibly ever know how far you can go if you never run all out? To give up even before you tried is actually arrogance and a fault to the wondrous powers of life within you and disrespect to yourself. It is cowardly. And, you know, we're not about being cowards over here. We're Waking Up with Linda Maxshan. We want to get it there because we're here to educate you. We talk about unification and the importance of collaboration, because it takes all that to make everything happen. Before we can get going here, we got AG coming on, and you know she's going to start off this week with us and tell us what we need to do or what we shouldn't do, but she's going to do it with love. I'm going to put that disclaimer out there because I don't know what kind of mood she's in, but you know she loves you. But before we get going, let me put this on.
It's been a while, I'm not who I was before. You look surprised, your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego, he's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back, God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy, I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here. Brave girl, try. It took one too many excuses. never be perfect, but at least now I'm brave. Now my heart is open, I can finally breathe. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of free. That ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of me. Don't be mad, it's a brand new time for me.
We don't want anybody to be mad out there. Well, we got to get up here and see if Aunt G is on with us this evening so she can tell us how to start off our week. Aunt G, are you here with us?
Oh, hello, hello, everybody. How y'all doing? I hope everyone had a wonderful, safe, and restful weekend, and even though it was rather hot on the scope of my weekend. You know, I do believe the best benefit I got this weekend out of the heat wave is probably dropping off a few water weight pounds of sweat. But,
okay.
You know, it's a good thing that there's soap and water in the showers. Again, I want to reemphasize, wash your tail, you know. If you can't wash your tail and it's stinky and stinky and sweaty and all the things going on around about, we got germs floating around, you know that COVID is on the rise. So we want to beat that COVID. You know, we got to stay on top of things, and that means wash your tail. You're in between your toes, you know, behind your ears, you know, catch those spots you don't really think about. They ain't too popular. You only need your ears to hear. You don't know about all that dirt piling up and be like that, all that oil from your hair and things. You know what I'm saying? You have to understand, that's body part of your neighbor. You forget what creeps up inside there and things you might find and forget about. You wash around it, you don't wash in it. Wash them neighbors. You know, you got to be mindful. You know, we up here fighting a germ that you cannot see, but you can definitely see the results of it. So those of you have underlying health problems and things like that, my heart go out to you. Despite with all your might, be mindful, be careful of your loved ones. Even now they're saying and suggesting, should I say, that we don't even have visitors with our loved ones. So we're on lockdown, folks, and it's real. It's real. So it's not a game. We're going backwards instead of forwards because, you know, they say the majority rules and they win the game. Well, we have quite a few more that does not want to wear their masks, that does not want to minimize, the time out and about. I mean, yes, if the beaches are open, but you know, hey, you can't resist. But minimize it. You see all those people out there, you normally go out 2-3 hours, just cut it down to 45 minutes to an hour. That's enough time to be in the sun. You know, just kind of balance out everything you do, and we can kind of try to get together as a team and beat this. You know, let's all come together as a family, you see. Tell your loved ones you love them, you know. Tell yourself you love yourself. Every single day is not promised. We've known this for years, but for real, it ain't promised. For real. So,
right.
You know, write down, you know, words of wisdom. So if you have children or loved ones or you didn't get a chance to share that with the world, you're leaving something, a legacy of yourself that, you know, you wish you could have been around to help the environment to succeed through all this. And if, you know, if just do something positive. You know, if you can't leave your legacy, leave your legacy. You know, that's one of my new prophecies that I'm living by now. If you can't lead it, leave it. You know, write down, jot down, record yourself, because generation after generation, even generation now, you know, I call it generation now to the future, is needing anything, any kind of positive input, output, output, download, upload, inload, however way you want to interpret it to get the message. But I implore each and every one of you all out there, please, to, you know, teach yourself something, teach someone else something. you know, try to change what you can change, things that you can't change, you know, just deal with them and let them out accordingly. But, you know, if you can maintain that personality that just don't want to cooperate, you know, tell that personality, no, no, you know, hey, they just bumped your cart, you see. They didn't mean to bump your cart without saying, excuse me. But
mm-hmm.
see, you know, instead of, you know, just address the universe, you know, I had to do that today, you know what I'm saying, as I was, you know, galloping around. We had a few of them, hey, excuse me, and waiting. But I thank everybody that waited patiently for myself instead of coming into my space. I truly did. But those few that was on a road race, you know, bumping and walking, you know, I just had to kindly say it with a little bit of aggression, you know what I'm saying, a little louder. Maybe they can hear it. Maybe they can, you know, respond to the next person they bump into, you know, hey, it sure is nice, you know, when a, you know, when excuse me is given here and there, when you're walking on folks' toes and bumping into the carts and things, you know, just a little courtesy, you know, go a long way. And I just walked on down the aisle, kept on trying, you know, because see, sometimes if you say it and the person looks, you get there and you just got that eye down, they think it turns into a confrontation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh, you want to battle with me because your face might be saying more than what you're saying. Thank God the mask is half tilt, but those eyes don't never lie, see. You know what I'm saying?
Don't.
You can look into a person's eyes. You know exactly
right.
What point they're trying to make. They had their mama looking at them, so they already know exactly what you're communicating. They might not feel that right now, especially with all this heat wave going around, making everybody fry their brains and they're not focusing. So, you know, and then, you know, like I said, those who are out there being patient, I had a wonderful experience today. I needed some help with my insurance, and the gentleman just, oh, my God, he was just so pleasant, so nice, and so very helpful and apologetic of having me have to wait. You know, let's practice a little bit of gratitude. You know, let's be a little bit more bold and brave and beautiful with the way we carry ourselves. You know, and it goes such a long, long way, that gratitude thing. You know, even if you anticipate and button somebody, or hey, you know, just I'm sorry. I even apologize for other people. I see somebody bump or step over. I'm sorry for that person that bumped into you. You know, I am sorry. So please, I hope you accept my apology on their behalf. You know, because I still want them to acknowledge that, yes, I did see that craziness. And I do feel bad that it happened to you. Glad it didn't happen to me, but it has happened to me too. You know what I'm saying? But if we try to make a little bit light, put a little bit more light to shine on the positive. You see, this pandemic, yes, is knocking people out, you know, and you don't want to be a doubting Tom or down in Daisy Dove, you know, but you want to, you know, stay upbeat and positive as much as you can. You want to, those of you going out to the beach, for example, that it's all the beach is unruly. And you can't predict what that big body of water is going to do. It's already people just on the shore fishing. That ocean said, not today, and knocked and pulled in three people. You see, and took them. You see, you got to be careful. You see, when you're dealing with something that's so powerful that you cannot control, nor do you understand the mindset of what's going on underneath those undercurrents. The lovely young lady, if they're looking for that her son survived, thank God, but, you know, there's trees in that deep water, you know. There's way kind of stuff, all kind of stuff down there now. And then with pollution, who knows what's been sunk down there that I can grab your feet. Please, please, those of you 18 to 25, even up to 40, just young folks, let me just address you real, real quick. I love you. I really, really love you. I really, really care about you. And I really need you. Need you to disperse that knowledge inside of you and try to come up with a way to help the generation coming up behind you to pave a way of an example, to be exemplary in everything that you're choosing to do. I'm not saying don't have fun. I'm not trying to say don't enjoy life to its fullest, because you never know. And I understand that. That's pretty much why most of you are wilding out and just, you're not saying that you don't care, but you're not understanding the grasp of this. And even if you are, and you still, you know, not too clear on how you want to go with your feelings, are you getting peer pressure to go to the beach, or peer pressure to go run out to these parties and drinking groups and things like that, the undergrounds now that all the bars are closed. And as of today, everything else is too. It's only slowly things go, but then a boom. So all it is, one day, boom, the whole bridge is done came down. Please be careful. Please be mindful. You know, you got loved ones that love you. You don't know me, but my love, I'm putting out there on the universe to reach out and touch you because I genuinely love you. I love everyone. I love all of you of all ages out there, all colors, creeds, backgrounds. I need us as a village to come together. Come together in your communities like we did before. Let's pull it back in together. Look out for your neighbors. If you see that there, you got a shut-in in your area, you know, drop off a couple of rolls of spirit, a toilet paper, a couple of bottles of water, ring the doorbell, step back, and just say, hey, just wanted to see your beautiful smile on your face. And look, I brought a few things, you know, that maybe you could use during this time. Maybe a deck of cards. You know, just get their minds off of something. You know, you'd be surprised. The littlest things is definitely what's getting us through nowadays. So just be mindful of the mosquitoes and the bugs out there biting. They're biting. Kink. You know, get your Benadryls lined up. Get your repellents together. You definitely want to bathe yourself. You know, any bugs that might have got on you walking around in the stores or you're near grass, you have to walk a pet, things like I do. I gotta watch my baby. You know, I gotta walk them. So we want to wash those ankles. We want to wash those legs. We want to jump in the shower more and wash that tail. You know, we want to make sure we have those first aid kits and we want those emergency lights and flashlights and things and whatnot ready. We want to keep up, you know, the matches and things from the little ones. Just be mindful. Let's be a little bit more bright and shining. I'm going to wrap up, Linda, this second. I got one little thing I want to put out there. It's going to wrap everything up what I'm saying. It's by Victor Hugo. It says, the greatest
Victor
happiness
Hugo?
Of life.
Okay.
Victor Hugo. The greatest happiness of life is the conviction that we are loved. Loved for ourselves, or rather, loved in spite of ourselves. Use those words. Let them echo through your veins, through your words, through your everyday that you breathe. And I'll read it one last time. Again, this is from Victor Hugo. The greatest happiness of life is the conviction that we are loved. You have self-love for yourself. As I brought out earlier, how important that is. Or rather, love in spite of ourselves. You see, meaning that, you know, don't judge yourself so hard. You know,
no.
Maybe you might feel love less and depression is settling in and you're confused. And yes, we're being shut down again. Don't let that depression creep up and take you down to a deeper hole. Just know that things are going to be better and you are loved.
Well, you know, Angie, I'm not going to let you go that quickly because we got some little frame to play with here. But you were speaking on that Victor Hugo and loving yourself. But my thing is the good thing that you talked about, because we got to go back and again, you know, because it's like not happening. And again, we can't see what this is, but we see what it's doing. And
absolutely.
Yes, we all want to get out. We all need to have employment. What is this that's happening today with persons with their rent? They have an opportunity to sign up and take care of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've spoke with a few people, and, you know, I said, yes, that's a good thing. But what you want to do, you still want to put your stuff in writing. And you let your property owner know that you're applying for this. Even you don't know if you'll get qualified or not, but you always let the property owner know what's going on, okay? And I have a few friends that, for some strange reason, individuals don't like to write things down. And I'm saying it is important to write it because that's your backup, okay? You can call and leave a message, or you can send an email. You know, sometimes people don't get their messages. Sometimes a computer technology does a lot of things. So you call, you email, and you also write, and you fax that written information in. See, you backed yourself up three times now, because when you're dealing in a situation like this, you're dealing with a two-party or a three-party or even a four-party to rely on them, and stuff gets messed up in the system. We all know that. So get in the habit of doing what you have to do, but write everything. You need to have that backup. Because people can say, well, I didn't get that message. You don't know if the message is going into an office and people are, you don't know what's happening on that end. All you know is what you can do. As you say, you know, take care of your hygiene and stuff. You know, if you do that, then you're okay. You can't really speak for everyone else, but at least you know you're following protocol. Same thing,
yes.
Protocol goes across the board. Yes. And I have to deal with it. And I just stop and take a breath, because, you know, I'm the type that's like, no, get this done this way. But, you know, I've stopped that because everybody's not like you, and they don't move like you. And if you try to make them move like you, you'll stress yourself out. And at this particular time, whatever Linda McShann is not getting stressed. So, okay, I'm giving you the information, and this, and I give you a reason why. See, but you can give people information.
Baby.
But you have to give them the reason why. But you're grown, okay? So I'm done. So don't call me if it falls apart, okay? Because it's nothing I can do about that. I'm sharing the information that I have with you, and I'm giving you a directive on how to get it done and how to back yourself up. If you don't want to follow that, then you just have to fall in that hole by yourself. And you kind of like hate to be that way, because we all going through stuff. You know, everybody, like you say, the mind, you know, some of us don't know what day it is. This is a different type of new beginning here. And we have to stay balanced.
Yes.
We got to keep our mental and our psychic and our vibe. You got that mental is what takes you out, and eating good and getting that rest. But that mind tries to play tricks with you, and you cannot let your mind control. And if it weakens out, or if it goes on the cowardly side, then you're going into another direction. So that alone takes work. You know, it's just like yoga, anything else. You have to work at that. So you get up in the morning and you look in that mirror and you tell yourself how great you are and how much you're worth, okay? And you can don't let anybody tell you that you're not worth that, okay? And you start your day that way, because when you wake up out of your sleep, your mind has rested, and it's a whole lot of stuff going on there. So that's why I call it waking up with Linda McShann. We wake them up. We have to navigate them to take. And I did want to mention that it's so good to hear, and I'm pretty sure everybody that on LAUSD, we're not opening up those school doors, and I am so glad to hear that. So
That's
a dangerous situation, because, see, children can't social distance on a normal day. They're not framed that way. And if you are so in tune, see, this is something that has to be really, really checked into, because, see, this is not making any sense. Okay, because, see, you don't care. But there is a lot of us out here that do care. And some people can see through. Now, you send your child up in there, or you lay those kind of dictative rules down there. But if I had kids, my babies wouldn't go out the door. So I'm just putting a call out for all of the creative people, all of the persons out there, whatever we can think to do, go up, do a workshop, do a webinar, go in. You can set up a webinar free and get in there and get you an hour to be the clown for the children or do something, because it's not a good thing. So, so on Tuesday at 2 o'clock, we got Clown Yo-Yo coming on, you know, and do it age appropriate. But it's enough of us here within this society that are creative enough to be able to do that. We have to do that. And of course, you can be a clown. You can read. I have friends that they'll do a reading session. Just get up there, put it out
there.
And
you got kids that don't understand downtime. So guess what, parents? You got to go in downtime with them. I know you're tired of it, but hey, you got to make that sacrifice and go in downtime with them. They have to learn how to cope. They got to learn how to, you know, still survive. And, you know, those coping skills are very important. And if you don't know what those coping skills are, you can Google. You can call a therapist. Call somebody. you know, to help you direct you, find those coping skills, because children need to still learn how to share, how to cope, how to digress, how to, you know, situations that are way up, you know, how to bring it down. The kid's going to have to learn that. You're going to have to be that balancer for them, you know, since they're not able to go to school and have that be taught to them at school. They still need to have a little class or a little chair where they have to sit down and raise their hand to ask questions. Hey, can I go to the bathroom? Yes. Hey, can I get a pass? You got to still keep those regular things at school, so it won't be, you know, that when they go back to school, oh, my God, they're going to shut back down. Them kids going to be running around, jumping on the desk, throwing around like baby kids. No, we're going to have to be mindful. It's time for study, time for nap, time for snack, time for lunch. Every day there's a time for everything. How are they going to be able to get a job if they don't know when it's time to rest, get rest, how to rest yourself, to go to work, to function 8 hours on the job.
That's true.
So you moms and dads, hats off to you. Or those who are assisting with the development of the children, for the parents, hats off to you as well. Please just, you know, these things are important as well as getting it. Because if you can't get them to sit still, they won't be able to get that education.
No, that's not... That's not the energy there. And then those who are high energized, and I'll share this, when I was in the classroom, you know, that wild, crazy one that wouldn't listen and that was bouncing off the windows and stuff, you know what I would do? I would make that child my helper. And I would say, you know, I need some help with passing out these pencils. And can you get that box and help me? So once you give them something to do, because there's a lot of young adults out there, they're way ahead of their classmates, okay? And they get high energized because they are bored. So you as an adult have to be able to go in there and see that. And wherever you can get in there and get to them, get them busy. And that becomes your helper. Same thing at home. The one that's throwing the shoe at the baby brother every hour, you know, maybe have him go to the closet and straighten out the shoes in the closet. It evidently, he got a thing for shoes, right? So we have to sit back. And as Stephanie always says, do not yell and scream at them, you know, because that's not helping. And when Debbie, she comes on, she works with the young babies with a sensory skill, you really cannot handle and scream at them because they got too much coming at them anyway. And I've known her for years. I've known her when a child was born, and I would just admire her, how she would be talking. Mm-hmm. I mean, he would be throwing chairs through the window. And, oh, my God, he's just broke a window. But to hear her talk to him, she might say, now, you know, that's not the right thing to do, don't you? She put it back on him. I admire her, so I understand why her organization
keep that tone, keep that tone.
Yes, very calm, very soft-spoken, you know, very, because she's working with a child with different type of condition, but it's basically her personality anyway. But I listened to her for years as she was raising that child, and I would hear her on the phone, and I'd say, I would be picking, he'd have to go. But that's my personality, but not her. She said, now, you know that wasn't the right thing to do. So why did you do that? And I would just sit up, and I would be smiling. I said, oh, my gosh, she got the patience of Joe. But the young man is an adult now, and he's, you know, he's grown into his thing, you know. He took on his responsibilities. She'd make him clean up the kitchen and sweep the floor, and he became proud of himself. So because of his condition, so the parents, like we're saying, the parents out there, we're all going through this. I just, my heart goes out to them, as you say. We need to go to work. We don't know what the outcome is going to be, but we're learning how to come together as a community, because, you know.
And you need your, right.
Yes, we can.
You need your downtime, too. We all do. You need to reach out for your adult downtime.
Yes,
You need to reach out and see if what outlets are available that's safe, you know, healthy for you and your kids. If there's a close friend or family member that it does, you know, it's not affected, they're staying kind of in, it's be safe for your children, maybe they can go and quarantine for an hour or so with them or so forth, whatever kind of help you can try to, you know, write down some ideas, and you and you can turn your goal over them with your mate if you have a mate, and, you know, involved with the relationship and development of your children. If you're just a single parent, hat, double hat go off to you, because I grew up in a household with a single parent. So it is very strenuous. So it takes a village for every accord to help the youth, even us as an adult, to take a village for us to maintain ourselves as well. So
oh, yeah, we have to be there. We have to be there for one another. And this is like, you know, we take this further. You sit up, and I want to mention to the listeners before we go, and hopefully if your schedule permits, tomorrow is Tell It Tuesday, and we'll have Stephanie on. Stephanie is going into her series of Moving Forward. You know, she goes through series, and Miyoshi Marie coming in. And Miyoshi Marie, her topic is It's Already Written, and I got to figure out, and you know she going to tell us what's written, right? So I'm waiting. So if you have an opportunity to kind of like listen in and chime in, we would appreciate that. And I want to say to everyone out there to basically, you know, this is Mindful Monday. We do it short and sweet. We kind of like took it a little bit further, but we like to keep you encouraged. We want your souls to flow free. And then use that freedom to build this community, because that's what it's going to take to get it done. And to the young adults out there who are, you know, protesting, I don't call them protesters. I say they're my voicers that are out there, to continue to go and get as much history about what you're talking about, so that you'll know and have your facts together and keep on rolling. Because it's not, we can't let this get swept up under the carpets anymore. And each and every one of us has to do our part here. And later on, I would be posting out there. There's some exciting stuff happening, and I will speak with you about that, of how we should post it out and let the world know that it's getting ready to come about. But persons are getting very creative. They're using their skills. They're pulling back. And I would like to say this before we go. As you say, take some quiet time, because when you sit quietly and you take some time and let that mind rest, you will find out what you can do and what your worth really is. And on that note, Angie, I'm going to say goodnight to you and tell all the listeners to stay strong, stay safe, stay woke, stay happy, because that's what we're here about. We love you. I'm going to take us on out and just give us a reminder to get our week starting. I love you, and I will be speaking with you later. Thank you so much. Listeners, this was Mindful Monday, and this is Aunt G with all her love, and we care and share for you. Have a great evening.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. We got to do. still trying to make it. They only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going. They don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shows together. Gonna polish up our act. Wow. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
I'm moving on. hate knows love's a cure. You can rest your mind secure that I'll be loving you always. Now I can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. Just as all that's born is new, you know what I say. Joy and pain, and I'll be loving.